I'm wandering free, just living in a dream. Every day that goes by is the same old thing. I'm like a captain on a ship with no certain course, only run on a power pack. Baby, you're the source. If you would take a good look between the lines, you could see the vision inside my mind. You rescue me. If you leave me, I die. Hey, lady, can't you see? My life has changed since your sun set on my new day. Over the horizon of my wants and my life, they're the only way to sit you down. Sit you down. Explain the vision inside my mind.
C'était Lakeside avec Visions of My Mind et c'est ma God Band spéciale Funky, années 80 de préférence. On poursuit avec Maria Takushi et Plastic Love.
Thank you.
C'était donc Maria Takeuchi, Plastic Love, et on salue l'émission pop-funk de Campus. Faut que je retrouve le nom, ça y est, j'ai encore oublié. Et on poursuit avec Timex Social Club, sachant que, donc, et Ramos, le morceau qu'on va écouter, sachant que le morceau Plastic Love date de 1984, s'il vous plaît.
Just don't do it. Ain't nobody above an ass whooping. give you a reason to hit. And women know this for a fact. Men don't even got a back. Women know this for a fact. Ain't nothing more crazy, nothing more out of control, nothing more likely to embarrass you in a fucking restaurant than a woman that knows you ain't gonna hit her. When a woman is with a man, she knows 100% ain't gonna hit her. Woo! She can't wait for him to do something wrong so she can yell at him like a little boy. What the fuck you gonna do? Kiss my ass. I don't care where we at. Just kiss my ass. You punk ass. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. And the man's like, how the fuck we get here? I tell you how you got there. You got in an argument with your woman and went too far, and that was it. And women, you know you can go too far. You're like, well, you can't. Yes, you can go too fucking far. I'm a man, and if I'm having an argument with a man that's bigger than me, I know there's a zone I don't go into. Okay? There's a zone I don't fuck with, okay? And women, you can go to, women will go at you. They don't give a fuck. They'll spit on you, they'll hit you. What the fuck you gonna do? The fuck you gonna do? What you gonna do? The fuck you gonna do? Then she say something, then they say the wrong thing. It's like, that's why your mama's a bitch. And she knows she went too far. Then she braces herself for the hit. Like. Then the hit don't come. She's like, ooh, I got him now, you little dick motherfucker. Kiss my ass. You little dick motherfucker. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I fucked all your friends. That's right. Yeah, yeah, I did that. Yeah, I was tossing salads, child. Don't leave it. Don't think it's cool to hit women. I ain't on that shit. Nah. I ain't that. Yo, don't think that's cool. I've never hit a woman in my life. I would never hit a woman. I ain't on that shit. I would never, ever hit a woman in my life. Never. That ain't cool. I would never hit a woman. Nah. But I'll shake the shit out of one. What the hell's wrong with you? You crazy woman? I'll kill you, girl. The fuck you tossing salads for? Crazy? Are you a fucking nut? Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. I'll let go when you shut up. Girl, I'll shake this weave out your head. I don't give a fuck. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. I'm gonna let go. And then you gonna sit down there. You're gonna fucking eat your food. And we're gonna argue when we get home, all right? I don't wanna hear no shit. You're gonna fucking eat your fucking food. And we're gonna argue when we get home, okay? Okay? Okay, I'ma let go of better not hear shit.
Ah, sacré Chris Rock, le titre du sketch, c'est, enfin, en traduction française, c'est « Frapper une femme ». Et quand on sait ce qui est arrivé plus après avec notre ami Will Smith, enfin bref, écoutons maintenant un peu de G-Funk, « New Breed of Hustlers, Streets Got Me ». C'est le titre de l'album. Où est-ce qu'il est l'album ? Il est là. « Streets Got Me Gone, New Breed of Hustlers ».
And don't give a fuck. Do you see 84? It's time to stack me up some dust. At my motherfucking side is my motherfucking G. Much love for the nigga and we die for him. See, from dubs to riches, putting a twist on them bitches. Candy paint sounds with IDs on switches, hitting blocks with the slacks. Double niggas up, watching Popo Jack fools. So we laying in the cut, low key. OG and me, yeah, my nigga from the start. Been through trials, tribulations, but ain't never been a party by that bullshit. The bitches wanna talk. And niggas feeling envy cause we rolling where they walk. But still it's on, nigga, cause the streets got me gone. So I roam slow with my strap full, cause I know it's the only at any time. At the drop of a dime, it's killed or get killed. And it's covered in a rhyme of truths and gangsters. And the players off the street, Al Capone style in the motherfucking 90s. Yeah, fool,
The gangster know what's up. See, it's all about them soldiers and them fools that don't give a fuck. Down to take a life and kill for you. Cool, putting in work, cause they do what they told to. Fools causing havoc in the midst of the night. On a mission for a G, out to take your fucking life. For the ends, yeah, you never can tell. One gangster's heaven is another gangster's hell. So bail, nigga, when you know that you're wrong. Or get caught up in the streets and can't never go home. Cause the streets got me gone. I must confess, when I roam, I'm annoying strip. They got my vest on the block, ticketed taxi. That shit don't stop. Now we rolling in that rented car, checking nigga spots. It's the same old shit, but a different fucking state. For sight premonitions on the ends, I make 12 off of O and Seb Mona. Half dubs go for 60, so I break them, then I laugh with a little fucking chuckle. Meanwhile, getting power higher, more muscle. Now the gangsters are baller, calling shots. And the shit's getting deep, can't sleep. Gotta peep all them shots, you niggas sleep on the gate. Trying to take all your work, bro.
Ain't no love for them bitches, so we feeling them with hoes.
Cause I refuse to go out like a victim in the shit. So I'm going out smoking, dumping motherfucking clips. Cause the streets got me gone. I must confess, when I roam, I'm annoying strap. Ain't got no rest. Now the 5-0's on my jock, and they raiding on my shit. Taps on my lines, and they say they got a snitch. Suspect on the nigga, 187. But I don't be giving a fuck about they law, so I'm bailing to the nearest liquor store to get me a 4-0 of that OE. Then I'm playing my escape, go down through the alleys and over the fucking fences, across the fucking border. Then I'm masking, for instance, sipping on Corona. Think about the days when I played and slay and made a fucking grip, hitting dip straight, skipping in my motherfucking 6-5. No more bitches, no more switches, makes me wanna cry. But still, a nigga free and ain't gotta deal with the white man. Man on his ground, see, so the shit is all good. Where a nigga come from? Cause the shit got hot, so this nigga got gone. Cause the streets got me gone. I must confess, when I roam, I'm annoying strapped. And got my vest, wanna step and step is zone. I'm letting them know, ain't no love for the bitches, so I'm filling them with hoes. Yeah, nigga, 9-4 on your ass. The motherfucking gangster. Gangster, gangster. Niggas say like gangster, gangster. You motherfuckers say like gangster, gangster. It's the nigga on your ass. It's the gangster, gangster.
Gangster, gangster.
9-4, nigga, all day. Mob style in the motherfucking house. Niggas.
Gangster, gangster. Gangster, gangster. Gangster, gangster.
Make you wanna just cry. Blaze up a fat ass motherfucker. Dodo nigga. And just get there like a motherfucker. That G shit. That cash shit. That hustling shit.
Gangsta, gangsta. Gangsta, gangsta. Gangsta, gangsta.
These niggas ain't knowing no.
C'était Debbie Sharp, That's My Love. Et on poursuit avec Leroy Hudson, donc c'est plus de la soul, mais on avait écouté quand même le morceau de monsieur Leroy Hudson, qui a quand même une sommité en matière de soul funk. C'est Lucky Fellow, s'il vous plaît.
Fella, you and I are Mella and I.
c'était donc Leroy Hudson. Et nous allons écouter maintenant un groupe que j'ai découvert il y a peu, un groupe anglais qui s'appelle Freeze. Et on va écouter le morceau Southern Freeze. C'était donc Freeze, Southern Freeze de la Britfunk. Le morceau date de 80-81. On va écouter maintenant, on va passer dans l'humour, parce qu'on a des sketchs de Dave Chappelle, Richard Pryor ou Chris Rock. On va juste dire Jean-Yann et vous comprendrez. Jean-Yann, Coluche et puis d'autres. Je crois qu'il y a aussi, comment il s'appelle le monsieur là, Paul Prébois. Enfin bref, écoutez plutôt.
On est en trop beau, fier de nos coutumes et de nos os. Bien dans notre peau, dans les homosexuales discothèques.
Chapeau dans les homosexuales discothèques.
Homosexualis discotecus, Raymond Alessandrini et Jean-Yann, c'est extrait du film 2h moins le quart avant Jésus-Christ, dont voici la bande-annonce.
C'est évidemment la somptueuse fête donnée par le puissant César en l'honneur de la divine Cléopâtre. Ce spectacle restera dans les annales de Rome comme un des plus grands événements du règne de César.
Laissez passer le puissant César.
Oh, mais c'est lui, c'est l'assassin. Garde, arrêtez-le, il est armé.
Eh ben, je dis qu'on devrait profiter que César est là. Pour lui faire savoir qu'on en a marre. Il faut désigner un responsable. Un homme à poigne, qui a pas froid aux yeux et qui va aller lui dire là-haut.
J'ai pas de client parce que je suis moins con que toi, moi. Je m'arrête à midi pour aller bouffer.
Tu peux pas me redire ça un peu?
pour voir si ça me fasse.
Je vais me gratter. Tu crois que tu me fais peur, gros sac?
Gros sac, quoi?
Alors, qu'est-ce qui se passe?
Mais c'est cet abruti qui bloque la rue depuis une heure.
Oublie comme. Tu veux pas lui expliquer que les courses de chasse, c'est tous les dimanches au cirque?
Mais je vais t'y emmener au cirque.
Non, toi, tais-toi, hein.
Mesdames et messieurs, bonsoir. Ici le cirque de Harep-Loukoum, où dans quelques instants, nous allons vous transmettre en direct les jeux du cirque offerts par le tout-puissant César, maître incontesté de l'Occident, à la divine Cléopâtre, reine d'Égypte, 1m72, 47 kilos, fille d'Aménophistophélète de la 18e dynastie et de son épouse Étorsis.
Centurion, Décurion, garde! À moi, arrêtez-le! C'est un voyou qui veut m'assassiner! Arrêtez-le! Ah oui, arrêtez-le! Au cachot!
Excusez, c'est pas moi, monsieur César, je vous assure!
Au cachot, à l'arrêt!
Au lion!
Ce que César vous promet depuis des années, je viens de l'obtenir! À partir de maintenant, non seulement la voile sera plus chère, mais vous en aurez moins!
Et cet extrait, donc le morceau Homosexualis Discotecus de la compilation Boogie Land. On continue avec Tim Jones et le morceau Enjoy Your Life. On salue Monsieur G-Wax.
Everybody knows that I'm silly big nigga. Whether I'm hooping or rapping, I'm hooping or I'm singing. Rapping or I'm singing, nigga, you know I'm bringing everything from the heart, everything from the street. Raised up in the church, but I'm still singing on the beat. Guess what? It's so sweet. T-I-M-J-O-N-E-A is the one that thinks he's the best son. And when you're coming through my hood, all your dumb niggas get done, nigga. Southside one. Guess what, nigga? Coming from the hit town. It's Big Town. Everybody know pimpin' ain't easy. Smokey, we are. Let's get with the tricks.
Thank you.
Ah oui, avant de démarrer le morceau, il faut préciser, tout à l'heure, j'arrive pas à annoncer. Je parlais de l'émission Country Pop, voilà. J'avais oublié le nom, je savais que ça commençait par un K, mais après. Écoutons donc maintenant Judy Carter et le morceau So Smooth. C'est sur la compilation Boogie Times Presents, The Great Collector, Funky Music 80, et c'est le volume 11.
Way you
Donc c'était Crystal Davis, So Smooth par Judy Carter. Et on poursuit avec Summer Champion de Yoko Asano. Et maintenant les news. Un nouveau groupe mexicain à suivre, ça s'appelle Ungodly Rest, c'est du Death Doom, donc ça rappelle un peu Incantation. L'album, donc le premier album est sorti en novembre 2021 sur le label Metal Coffin Records, qui est un label mexicain je pense. Et l'album ça s'appelle Delusion of an Indoctrinated Void, donc un groupe à suivre c'est le death metal, Ungodly Rest. On a un groupe qui annonce clairement la couleur puisque le groupe s'appelle Triumph of Death, hein, référence à Hellhammer. C'est du black metal en provenance de Colombie. Le premier album est sorti le 16 décembre, ça s'appelle Umbra Mortis et c'est sorti sur la label From the Grave Records. Affaire à suivre. Alors, j'ai appris que Snoop Dogg aurait pu être joué par Nipsey Hussle dans le biopic Straight Outta Compton. En tout cas, c'est ce que Dr. Dre et Ice Cube voulaient. Donc, ils ont contacté Nipsey Hussle mais il ne répondait pas. Alors ils ont dit à Snoop d'aller voir. Donc Snoop a contacté Nipsey Hussle et le gars lui dit écoute, no disrespect, je ne veux pas te manquer de respect, mais si je joue Snoop, les gens vont me connaître comme celui qui a joué Snoop et pas en tant que Nipsey Hussle, donc je décline. Et donc Snoop a trouvé que c'était une réponse, une attitude très gangsta, et donc il a dit à Dr. Dre Ice Cube, mais faudra trouver quelqu'un d'autre. Cocaine a un nouveau clip Ghetto Tropolis à voir. RBX, donc vous avez vu qu'on entre dans une petite session de news West Coast. RBX annonce un nouvel album, Ex-Hibernator, produit par Skit et Savage de Grouche, producteur inconnu, au bâton jusqu'ici. Alors il y aura, donc il travaille sur cet album, hein, pas de date de sortie encore. Alors il y aura des guests comme MC8, Spice One, Rascas, Coldwell 7M, Clientele, Crazy Bone, Smooth E et même Fat Lip de Farside. Donc quand même du gros, du beau linge. Il y a un nouveau clip vidéo pour Sugar Free, Stay On Your Toes, avec une rappeuse qui s'appelle Lady Wu. Donc tout ça c'est des news sickness.com. ou sickness.net ou dubcnn. Il y aura un nouveau splitzine Craspec Rotten X-Best Terrible à suivre, et il y a un nouveau numéro du fanzine No Country for Old Funk qui est sorti, avec au sommaire One Way System, Nafra, Heresy, Mob 47, Chaos, La France Plus, Disease, Vivisection. Et sinon, Ancient Rites est toujours opérationnel. Ils ont des concerts en Belgique et aux Pays-Bas du 10 décembre 2022 au 25 février 2023. Plus une date aux États-Unis le 15 avril. Voilà pour les news. Et puis donc, on vous rappelle le DVD qui va sortir ou qui est sorti chez Dark Recollection Production. Le DVD pour le dernier concert de Gilgamesh. Voilà pour les news, et on va écouter maintenant Somebody Told Me par Sarah S. Sarah S, alias Sarah Shine, Somebody Told Me. Et on enchaîne avec Jekis, Looking For You. C'est sur la compilation French Disco Boogie Sounds 77-87, le volume 3.
In Youngstown, Ohio, I was 19. I was 19 years old, right? And I didn't know shit about the mafia. My father was the baddest motherfucker I'd ever seen. So the mafia didn't mean shit to me. I did not relate to the mafia. And I worked with this lady, Satin Doll. She was the star of the show. Beautiful black stripper, right? Because usually in those days, they had like, in clubs, they had a singer and a stripper and MC. I was the MC. And she was the first black star I ever met, Satin Doll. Yeah, because Duke Ellington had written a tune about her. You know, that's what she used to dance to and act. She was beautiful. She was 60 then. Oh, this bitch was fine though, man. I'm not lying. Lena Horne didn't have shit on her. And she was crying backstage, you know. And then I gotta get to Buffalo, they won't pay me. I said, who won't pay you? Club owners won't. I said, oh, that motherfucker gonna pay me. Bet that. And I, now this is how ignorant I was. I had a cap pistol. You know them blank starter pistols? I busted into the office with this motherfucker in my, all right, give me the money, motherfucker. Doing my best black shit, you know. You know, that shit usually scare Whitey to death. And these motherfuckers didn't do nothing. And I'm sure that those men are sitting in that room today laughing. Because that's what this dude, he just started laughing. This fucking kid. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Tony, come here. Wait a minute, Rich, do the gun again. Hey, Tony, come here. Stick up. This fucking kid, come here. Come here, you fucking kid. He's got a pack of goosies on him. Fucking kid, come here, goddamn. They like to hug you and rub you. Come here, fuck. And grab your face, you got them. Manuno's in there. This fucking kid got some good hey, Manuno. And they always say shit you don't understand. You know, like, hey, you want a little cozimero to win? Hey, Paolo, fix him a little Manuno's out of here. Put some struzzi on. Fry it up. They like fried foods. Fucking kid, I ain't coming in. He come in, he had a gun, he fucking kid, New Japan, my God, Pay everybody off, pay them off, it's all right, they're gonna have time. They paid everybody off, let everybody go, and kept me. Like a pet. I fucking like this kid. This fucking, I'm gonna do dude. You got family? Well, you got family now. I'm gonna go to who is it? Carmine, tell him I call him back. Tell him it's a stick up. And these motherfuckers start telling murder stories. Hey, you remember when Guzzi, hey, remember when I made my fucking bones? Me, I had to go away. It was Cleveland, right? Fucking Teamster. Big mouth, hurt a lot of people, right? You know, ice pick's my thing, Rich. So we fucking had to drive down, me, Johnny Salami, the Gabuzo brothers. They own the funeral parlor. You carry, we bury. Come here, you fucking kid. So we take this jerk off our bone, you know, drive him around, get him a few drinks. Say, hey, let's get some bras, right? Little motel we had set up. Remember the Johnny? So we take him around. He gets kind of stoned, drops his glass. I say, now, I pop him with the fucking ice pick, right? I'm popping this cocksucker blood, squirting every which way. I'm stabbing. Oh, God, don't kill me. Oh, fuck you, you guinea cocksucker. And the fucking ice pick breaks. I'm standing there with a fucking piece of wood in my hand. I said, Johnny Salami, what do I do? Johnny says, wait till it melts, asshole. Those were the good old days. What's the matter, Rich? You don't look so good. Hey, Spilo, give me a little Sinini Pro. You got a way home? You want us to give you a ride?
Richard Pryor, une blague sur la mafia, enfin un sketch sur la mafia. Et on continue avec Mtume Mississippi.
Got a real good thing.
Et oui, c'est pas calé, c'est pas calé. Alors, voilà ce que je voulais vous faire écouter, Dave Chappelle.
I'm serious. It's one time racism saved my life, man. I was on a plane. I was coming from overseas, and I don't know how this guy got a machine gun on the plane, but he stood up, man. He said, "Everybody, get on the fucking ground. Nobody look at my face." I started freaking out because he was Chinese. I was like, "Why is he talking like that?" He was screaming and crying. I was the only brother on the plane. Well, I thought I was the only brother. I looked over. There was one other black dude. He's from Nigeria. I looked over at him. He was looking right in my face, man. He didn't say two words to me. He just looked at me. He was like, he didn't need to talk. I knew just what he was talking about. I looked right back at him. I was like, some white dudes on the front of the plane seen us. They were like, "Oh my God. I think those black guys are gonna try to save us." We were just communicating that we understood the situation. We were both seeing the same thing. What we understood was simple. Terrorists don't take black hostages. That's the truth. I have yet to see one of us on the news reading the hostage letters. They is treating us good. We all chilling and shit. I'd like to give a shout out to Ray Ray and Big Steve and Jason Newport.
You're not gonna see it. Terrorists are smart. They know what they're doing there, you know. They terrorists. They know it's black people's bad bargaining chips. They called the White House. "Hello? We have got five black... Hello?"
Be back in D.C. You know, I was thinking, man, this is an election year. I'm gonna ask you, you're a white guy, do you know who you're voting for yet? Don't know, do you? Now, you see that? You see what just happened here? Let me tell you something. That is a cultural thing. He knows who he's gonna vote for. He's just not gonna tell me. See? I've noticed that. That is a cultural thing. White people do not like to talk about their political affiliations. It's a secret. You ever ask a white guy who's voting for you? "Hey, Bob, Bob, who are you going to vote for?"
Dave, whoa. Take it easy now. Take it easy. So anyway, I was fucking my wife in her ass, right? And I mean, it was something else.
Yeah. But who are you voting for?
Dave! Babe, come on with the voting. I'm trying to tell you about fucking my wife here. Ask me all these personal questions.
They don't like to divulge that information because it matters to them.
Sacré Dave Chappelle, et on va terminer avec ceci.
Once there was a monster dragon.